So, coming up after the news, President-elect Obama's plan to create a chief technology officer. It could be like a secretary of the internet. So, to whet your appetite for that, we will have a call in now on the pressing technological question. What do you do while your computer is booting up? Do you have a routine? Do you fidget? Do you pace aimlessly around? Or do you just leave it on all the time? For shame, for shame. Call us at 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. You know, neuroscientist Gary Small observed in the New York Times last month that our brains have become impatient with the boot up process because we're in the era of always on gadgets and a world where most appliances just go on at the flick of a switch. So the 30 seconds to a minute to actually boot the computer, maybe that again to get from the first screen to your desktop or onto the web, it's a funky, short but long amount of time for most people to pass the way we experience time. There is research going on into fast boot computers. Who knows, maybe they'll be the next bubble, and we'll talk to somebody about that in a minute. But I turn on the computer as soon as I get to my office, before I even take off my coat, so I don't have to sit there looking at the stupid Windows XP screen. At home, I usually go and get some food. In fact, I think computer booting time is bad for my health because it makes me get snacks I might not otherwise get. Guess I need to revise my routine. But what about you? What do you do while your computer is booting up? Do you have a routine? Do you fidget blankly while staring at the screen? Do you pace around or eat? Or do you just leave it on 24/7 for shame, for shame? 212-433-WNYC. That's 433-9692, or post it to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. And while your calls are coming in, John Biggs, editor-in-chief of Crunch Gear. Hi, John.
Hi, Brian.
Welcome to WNYC. Why does it take so long for computers to boot up when everything else goes on with the flick of a switch? Our vacuum cleaners and our lights and our ovens and, you know, why computer? You know, we have iPhones now. But you sit there at your desk and you wait, Dell, Windows XP, desktop. Why is that?
Well, I mean, I could give you the long, drawn-out, boring answer, but it's essentially what you're seeing there is actually a machine, a physical machine, winding up and getting up to speed, which is actually kind of strange in this in our modern always-on era. I mean, the iPhone even takes a little while to boot up as well, but it doesn't have a lot of spinning plates and it doesn't have a lot of hardware that really needs to get moving and get started and literally boot itself up. And it came from pulling yourself up by your bootstraps. So it's a miraculous event whenever one of these things occurs correctly in the first place.
Let's take some calls and comments. Susan on our website writes, have finally learned to walk away while an unforgivable amount of time lapses before the AOL icons appear in the toolbar and head for short-term common activities. Make the bed, water a plant or two, drink some coffee, make the coffee. Then there's the waiting time for the AOL window to appear. Hello, Verizon DSL. Kate in Flushing, you're on WNYC. Hi, Kate.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. What do you do when your computer is booting up?
Well, I work from home, and my computer is in my bedroom, and I make my bed when it's booting up, and sometimes it takes so long that I can't even get to brush my teeth.
Is there a way, John Biggs from Crunch Gear, to shorten the time that your computer takes to boot? Somebody was telling me the other day, for example, that after they installed their nice new anti-spyware security program, it now takes longer for the computer to boot than it did before.
Well, sometimes it happens because you're basically adding another layer to the complexity when things start up. So if you have an anti-spyware program, you have one more program to start. But one of the things you can do is actually run the anti-spyware program on your computer, let it run basically to get the full effect of the anti-spyware, because a lot of stuff is actually sort of the secreted junk that sort of hides in the boot-up process and starts up during the boot-up process. So spyware is specifically designed, anti-spyware software is specifically designed to catch all that stuff and pull it out. So if you're experiencing really, really slow boot times, there's one or two things to do. There's to do the anti-spyware, or you reinstall your operating system from scratch, which is not what a lot of people like to do. But you'll find that once you reinstall your operating system from scratch, it's like having a clean slate.
Really?
And things speed up a little bit.
Interesting. Now, a lot of people are calling or writing in to say basically what Lou in Greenwood Lake is going to say, I think. Hi, Lou.
Good morning. Happy Thursday, I think it is.
Same to you. So?
I barely have time to put on my socks. I've got a Mac.
It's a Mac. Now, I don't have a Mac, and I've never had a Mac. So you tell me, John Biggs from Crunch Gear, does a Mac boot up really that much faster than a PC? Because apparently a lot of people are calling and saying, yeah, this is a PC conversation.
Yeah.
I have a Mac.
Well, I didn't want to mention it because it gets into a religious argument ultimately. But I'm a Mac guy, and I really don't have this problem. It's interesting. What companies are doing now is they're actually adding these sorts of open source based front ends. There's a company called Splashtop, for example, that adds a front, like even before you boot the computer, you can go right into this little program that'll play your media files. You can watch movies. You can listen to music. You can even surf the internet a little bit. So it's sort of like this very small version of Windows. It's not really Windows, but it's a very small tool set that you can use even before Windows boots up, so you don't have to go through this entire tedious process. So if your computer's on, you press a button, and you immediately have access to your music, movies, and some of the internet.
Denise in Huntington, what do you do while your computer is booting?
Well, I work at home, and I don't get to my office until after my kids go to school, so I boot up the computer while I'm getting them dressed and brushing their teeth. That way, by the time I get back to my office, it's there waiting for me, because if I had to wait that extra 5 minutes, especially with the anti-virus software, it always seems to
slow
be
it
spinning
down.
And spinning right when I need to start working.
You've got your routine. Rebecca in Middletown, what's yours?
Hey, Brian, I play with my three pugs.
There you go. And they love it. They say, turn on
yes,
the computer.
They
do. Do they have a Pavlov response so that when the computer goes on, Rebecca.
Now they're always at the ready to play.
Okay, thank you very much. How about this post on our page, John? I don't turn it off, and it's not a shame. I run the Berkeley Open Interface Networking client to donate my processing power to disease research and would encourage anyone to avoid annoyingly long boot ups by doing the same.
Mm-hmm. Most computers are actually designed to stay on. It's actually kind of a hard grinding process for a computer to boot up in many cases. So there's one way to do that. It's sort of like a screensaver that a lot of organizations have. There's cancer research. There's actually research into alien signals or space signals that you can start up. You can do folding at home, which is sort of DNA organization and categorization, and it all goes to a good cause.
No, wait, let me understand that. There's something you can do so that when your computer is on, when you're not using it, it's helping donate to a good cause?
Exactly, yes.
But how do you sign up for that?
Well, I don't have any of the companies right now, but I know that folding at home is one that it's actually about DNA synthesis and so you run this as sort of a screensaver in the background. So anytime you're not using the mouse or keyboard, you're folding DNA at home. So you're actually solving scientific mysteries. Your computer's solving scientific mysteries while it's on.
Fascinating. All right, and listeners, if you want to share with each other, use our comments page for this. Go to that booting up page that we have at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show and post maybe some of the things that you've signed up to donate to, like this Berkeley Open Interface Networking client, and anything else that you do, and then maybe you'll feel okay about keeping your computer on all the time. Jack in North Brunswick, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jack.
Good morning. How are you?
Okay.
I'm a computer technician. I do on-site work, and there are three things that I think can help people with long boot-ups. One is they should begin to say no to some of that free software off the Internet. Everything has its little effect. It begins to slow you down. Number two, if you have teenagers in the house, there's nothing you can do. You're stuck. They say yes to everything, so you have no cure except an occasional reload. To do that, just back up what you care about. Go ahead and reload the operating system. It's real easy to do nowadays.
Jack, thank you very much. That's two for reloading the operating system. Patricia in Greenwich, you're on WNYC. Hi, Patricia.
Oh, hello. Good morning. What I do is to adjust my posture so I have that kind of ultimate sitting up properly, and I do deep yoga breathing, and that's a good way to energize, start the day off.
That's very energized. Zen. Very zen. And so you don't want your computer to boot up too quickly so
yeah,
that
true.
You get into that, you know, yoga pace, right?
That's it.
Adjust the pace of your breathing to the optimal. And
I mean, seriously, you have to put it in perspective, time perspective. That's really, really fast that we can have access to all that information. It's kind of exciting to, you know, anticipate who's writing and what information.
A true yogic answer, to step back and look at the big picture of how fast it really is while we're being impatient about it. Well, we're just about out of time. John Biggs, editor-in-chief of Crunch Gear. I think the two big takeaways here are, one, it really actually doesn't take that long if you have a Mac. And two, it's really not so bad if you leave it on, because you can set up these ways to benefit people.
Mm-hmm. I think that's the answer.
So we learned some stuff today. John Biggs, editor-in-chief of Crunch Gear, thanks a lot. And you can keep posting what you do while your computer is booting up, or who you donate to by leaving it on at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show.